In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Tell me why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat.
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Coming up.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All the big news stories of the day, we will hear from Gordon Chang, Dr. Gina Loudon, and Katie McFarland all on today's big broadcast as we talk about election integrity, China, and what's next for America.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, friends. It is a very big and important day in America today, given what we have learned from the state of Wisconsin in just the last few days. Welcome in, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yes, a judge in the key battleground state of Wisconsin ruled on Thursday that ballot drop boxes and ballot harvesting violate state law and cannot be used in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, you may be saying, Kev, I've heard this somewhere before. Please tell me, how did we come about understanding that these are finally illegal in the state of Wisconsin? Well, this is what happened. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Bowron determined that there is, quote, no statutory authority to allow for either of those practices. The ballot drop boxes that were littered mostly in urban areas and ballot harvesting, which is the third party collection of ballots to then be delivered to the state officials. In other words, in the state of Wisconsin, the law is that only the voter themselves can hand the election official their ballot, or they can mail it stamped with the date and time, and that goes directly to the office of officials. But there is no other. Hey, let's put it in this drop box, and let's put all these drop boxes together, and then let's put all these drop boxes in the back of Uncle Joe's Cadillac, and then drive around for a while, and then we'll deliver them when we get around to it. And there's no real ability to determine that those ballots were collected in a lawful way going into those drop boxes to begin with. Having said that, you know that Wisconsin in 2020 was decided by about 20,000 votes. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is already under fire for allegedly bending and even openly violating state law to give Biden the edge, authorized that dramatic increase in the use of ballot drop boxes, but Judge Bowron held that the agency lacked lawful authority to do so. The plaintiffs, and these were voters represented by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, argued that the state law allowed for only two methods of returning the absentee ballot. I just described them to you: through the mail or in person at the municipal clerk's office. Nowhere else does it say that a ballot can be dropped off in any other form, in a drop box, given to a third party, any of that stuff. Likewise, Wisconsin law provides that no person, quote, may receive a ballot from or give a ballot to a person other than the election official in charge. This, the plaintiffs argued, is a clear prohibition on ballot harvesting, the practice of third parties collecting those absentee ballots. By the way, all of this comes to us from our friend Dan O'Donnell over at The Federalist, in a brilliant piece titled "Wisconsin Judge Bans Drop Boxes as Election Officials Broke the Law." And that's the part I'm coming to. Despite not being allowed to do that, the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent a memo to municipal clerks across the state of Wisconsin just ahead of the 2020 election, indicating that, quote, a family member or another person may also return the ballot on behalf of the voter, and that ballots could be returned in drop boxes instead of in person at the clerk's office. Neither of these, the judge ruled, were lawful orders. Still, clerks set up more than 500 ballot drop box locations across the state, which were used to then collect tens of thousands of absentee ballots. The ruling, which almost certainly will be appealed, prohibits the use of drop boxes in upcoming elections. Wisconsin's current U.S. Senate race is among the most hotly contested, featuring incumbent Ron Johnson, several Democrats, including Lieutenant Governor, running for that seat. Friends, this is so important. The judge actually looked at the law and said, look, this just doesn't meet the legal requirement. The law states implicitly that the voter has the sacred right of giving that ballot to the elections official. And when you do it through the mail, you're doing it from point of address to point of address. Everything's traceable. Timestamp, date, everything that you can see where that comes from and where that goes to. These also ensure that, you know, signature matching and all the rest of that takes place as well. But that didn't seem to bother the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which I'm going to guess in 2020 was dominated by Democrats who were using COVID to push through a very low level of integrity, high level of corruption, ballot collection method, so that they were able to say, hey, we need 10,000 more over in Waukesha County. Over in Milwaukee County, we need, you know, 15,000 more there. Hey, up in Door County, we need 5,000 or 6,000 more there. This was the problem across the board in 2020. Now, you can't adjudicate that election in the immediate aftermath, and we would have been dealing with these issues through this very day had they not gone ahead and named a president. We would have been in a country in turmoil. But this does prove, on a very significant point, that those who called for election integrity measures to be looked at were completely validated in what they argued. I argued them from the date of the election forward. I was actually trying to get people to pay attention to these laws prior to the election of 2020. And my advocacy on all of the election front was one of the reasons that I think that I was likely banned from Twitter. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram at KMC Radio if you would so like. But here's the bottom line. A judge says, no, this is illegal, and the midterm elections will not be allowed to use these methods that barely gave, even with all of the ballot harvesting that they did. And there were tens of thousands of ballots that should have not been accepted. Even with all of that, they still barely beat Donald Trump in Wisconsin and saw many other seats across the state flip into Republican hands. They weren't able to ballot harvest for all of the races on the ballots. That's the problem with the cheating. It comes out, it's so obvious because you do it statewide on one race, and the disproportionate amount of votes cast for just the presidential race and nothing else on the ballot, you know, it's easy to identify. That's what happened. And now a judge has said firmly, this will not happen in 2022. And my guess is it's not going to be allowed to happen in 2024 either, which means that we have at least one of those six states that had highly problematic and very suspicious vote totals. Because remember, the former president went to Wisconsin in the 11th hour of the campaign, and he had one of the largest rallies he's ever held right there in Wisconsin. It was enormous. Joe Biden couldn't fill up a parking lot with tow trucks. And we were supposed to believe that Joe Biden was the most incredible, charismatic, vote-getting president ever elected. I mean, friends, people were asking us to swallow a lot of things that just even on their face didn't appear to be true. And it is nice to see that on some level we're getting some validation of that out of Wisconsin right now. I'm really grateful for Judge Boren, and I hope that more of these state rulings will be followed and reported on and followed up with, because I think this is going to be a trend. You already saw the Secretary of State and the governor of Georgia admit, after they went on 2020 and disputed the president and said that there was no way, you've seen them admit that they were wrong, that there was malpractice in the 2020 election. Georgia and Wisconsin, both of them now admitting, now being found legally in violation of the law in 2020, and they're not going to let it happen again in 2022. Friends, this is good news, and then we needed to see something like this along these lines come about. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, in hoping that you'll stick around. We've got a very packed show today. Gordon Chang, Dr. Gina Loudon, and KT McFarland all before we're done. And we've got some important things to cover. For instance, did you know that Dr. Fauci's finances are quite suspicious? I mean, there's a lot of problematic things in what's been revealed about his disclosures in just the last few days. And KT McFarland here to comment on that. Gordon Chang, he's got a couple of things, big breaking stuff to deal with today. One of which is that absurd statement from the Golden State Warriors owner that the Uyghurs don't matter in China. Then why else should we care, basically, is his approach, which is kind of what the NBA has said as well. Plus, North Korea has launched new technical missiles, or do they threaten us? We'll talk about it. It's all coming up.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time. We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this, so I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we are making our way through a very busy season here at the start of 2022, I want to turn once again to Gordon Chang because there are things happening in a very important part of the world that I think we need to be mindful of. And not the least of which, we've spent a lot of time talking about China and what they've done in recent weeks. It looks like North Korea may be up to some mischief again, and that is not an understatement. They are claiming that they have test-fired very important missiles to describe what they are and how serious this threat is. We have invited Gordon Chang to be back with us again. Follow him on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, thanks for making time for us today. We just saw the Chinese successfully test hypersonic technology. What is North Korea claiming to have launched, and does it matter?
North Korea claims to have launched in one of these tests recently a hypersonic glide vehicle. This is something that drops out of orbit and can incinerate an American city with very little notice, and that's why it matters. The question here, which we need to hear from President Biden, we need to hear from the Pentagon, but we're not, is where is North Korea getting this technology? The least likely answer is that they developed this on their own. The most likely answer is they got this from China. And until we actually get to the bottom of this, I think that we should put our relations with Beijing on hold, because Beijing is proliferating some of the most dangerous technologies on Earth to the North Korean regime, which, of course, is the most militant ruling group on the planet.
So let me ask kind of the bottom line question, because this, I think, is where the American people's minds are at. If they do have what they claim to have tested, is it likely that the regime that's there would be encouraged to use it? It's one thing for bad people to sit and thump their chest and say, oh, we hate America and we're going to kill all of you guys someday. I mean, Iran's been doing that for a long time. But is it likely that this particular leader, this particular regime, is inclined to, if not attack the American homeland with a hit on a city, at least one of our allies in the region? What's your take on that, Gordon?
Well, North Korea will use this weapon. That's not to say that they'll fire it off, but they will use this for intimidation, and certainly they will use it for deterrence. So one of the things about nuclear weapons is even if you never launch, you are using it all the time, as we do. We use this for deterrence.
Sure.
But we know that the North Koreans will threaten to incinerate the South. They've done this periodically. They threaten to nuke the U.S. They do that from time to time, as does the Chinese. So we've got to be concerned about their developments, even if they never launch. And, of course, we can't be sure that they will keep these things in their silos.
We've talked about the nexus that potentially could erupt from China and Russia working together and kind of trying to corner or backdoor America into certain concessions. Is there a symbiosis between North Korea and China that could affect something similar? Or could North Korea be invited into a three-way nexus with Russia to contribute to such a kind of cornering of the U.S.?
Well, China controls North Korea. Now, it is true, as experts will tell you, that the Koreans just viscerally hate the Chinese. But that doesn't answer the geopolitical question that you raised, because Kim Jong-un knows that he can't sustain his regime without support from Beijing. And so Beijing, when it really wants something, will get the North Koreans to act. And that's why I think it is certainly possible and even likely that when China wants North Korea to do something, North Korea will have no choice but to act. So, yes, we should consider both of them together as a single unit.
Okay. And that's important. I just don't hear that being said on media pretty much anywhere else, Gordon. So I'm glad that you're giving us the straight skinny on that. Let's move to a little bit of a weird story. The partial owner of the Golden State Warriors came out this week basically giving the implication that nobody cares about the Uyghurs in China. Now, I will tell you that if you ask 15 people on the street here in New York City if they even know what the Uyghurs are, there's a very high likelihood that only a handful of them would, if any at all. But that doesn't preclude the owner of an NBA team from making such a kind of calloused and uncaring statement, does it?
Well, he said that nobody cares about the Uyghurs, which isn't true. But he also said some other things which have yet to really get wide publicity, and that is that America is no better than China, that the genocide may be not occurring, and that the Chinese are not running a dictatorship. So these things are highly questionable, as you might imagine.
Those sound like straight out of Beijing CCP talking points. I mean, you couldn't have nailed it any better.
Yeah, he was very close to what the Communist Party was saying. And so, therefore, this is a matter of great concern. What's really surprising, though, is that he is, and his family is, a refugee from Sri Lanka, where there was ethnic cleansing, where there was genocide. So these are statements that no one should make. But certainly nobody with his background should be making. And this just shows you that the woke left, they're hypocritical at worst, I mean at best, but at worst what they're doing is they are supporting crimes against humanity, which is what Chamath was saying. And so really when we think about all of this, there are problems in our country, and we have got to solve them.
Let me ask you just as a general question. The NBA seems to be playing very, very tight with the CCP. What would you like to see the government do as a way of getting involved, or maybe not, to discourage the NBA from going down that path? Because this is not new in 2022. They had problems in 2021 and 2020 and 2019.
The President of the United States should invoke the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977 and prohibit the NBA and other American sporting organizations from doing business in China.
Wow, that would be a rather big foot being put down. And I think that we should do it. Any idea why Trump didn't when he was there for 4 years? Because, like I said, this isn't a new problem.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Trump wanted a trade deal with China.
Okay.
He excused a lot of bad behavior. He would be president today, I think, if he had continued his earlier path on China. But when it came to the trade negotiations, President Trump allowed China to do a number of things which I think were unacceptable. And he soft-played the coronavirus epidemic, which then became a pandemic. If Trump had actually been as tough as he should have been, I think he would have been president today.
Huh. Well, then there's that whole nasty problem of drop boxes being put far too many places. But we'll deal with that at a separate issue. Gordon Chang, thank you as always for your input. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. Kevin McCullough with lots more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel. Finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
One of our very longtime favorites right here at Kevin McCullough is none other than Dr. Gina Loudon. We speak to her on most Mondays to kind of kick off the week, and sometimes we work her into other places like Radio Night Live and the Ladies Lounge and other things. But she has been so busy of recent, and I want to catch up with her because we didn't even get a chance to visit last week. And Dr. Gina, I don't know if we've spoken in the new year. I hope we have. Anyway, let me ask you about the very interesting dynamic that we are entering 2022 with. You've got big congressional elections that are coming up at the end of this year, and you've got a lot of hay to be made between now and then on policy and different personalities stepping forward. Obviously, the former president had a big rally in Arizona. You've got President Biden trying to go to Georgia last week and trying to rally people, to get excited about killing voting, voting rights legislation, etc. How do you size up 2022 as it sits right now from what you're seeing?
Well, I think things look really fantastic as you look out over the balcony, so to speak, at the upcoming elections. I mean, we've already had so much progress, and the American people, you know, they know history. The base of the American body politic understands and knows history, Kevin, and they are watching all of this happen and thinking, wow, Biden, whether you believe the elections were legitimate or not, is a massive failure. Yeah. And that is ushering in a whole new era of conservatism, and it's beautiful.
No, it really does seem to be that everyone has even recognized it. I mean, even Saturday Night Live on this past episode opened with their first sketch in this cycle that's been critical of Biden, and it wasn't easy on him. They made him look like a doddering idiot. There was kind of loads of irony in how they executed this. But when you've got pop culture starting to step up, I mean, obviously the people that have opposed the president are not happy and have not been since he's been there. But you have Democratic pollsters. You've got people that are running for office this year that are very concerned about where things stand. And I think you're getting a little bit more of an honest reaction from some of those, like Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, saying, hey, we've got real challenges. If we want to get reelected again as Democrats, we can't continue to hang our hat with the train that's literally speeding towards the edge of the cliff.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I think it is especially notable that Democrats are starting, and Democrats in just the left, like you said, in the regular Hollywood lot, are even starting to mumble about this, because that's really more than we've ever seen.
Yeah.
About a president in recent history, a Democrat president in recent history.
Let me ask you this. Glenn Youngkin got inaugurated this last weekend, and within literally minutes of taking his oath of office, he already had signed something like 5 to 10 executive orders, 3 of which undid the mask mandate, undid the vaccine mandate, banned CRT in all Virginia schools, ending that teachers union's flirtation with that experiment, and also empowering his attorney general to open up pretty broad sweeping investigations into the penal system within the state of Virginia, and also the Loudoun County schools. They had a situation where a trans student had assaulted a young lady there and had basically had it glossed over for political reasons. But in terms of the penal investigation, they have actually fired some 30 assistant DAs in the Virginia office of the attorney general, like sight unseen on arrival. They were gone. And it's part of this pledge that attorney general and that governor ran on to clean up corruption in Virginia. In hours, Gina, they did more than I think the Biden administration has done in 13 months.
I'm sorry, Kevin, did you say something? I was hearing a symphony on your end. That was absolutely the most beautiful line thread of talking. And yes, you did a beautiful job elaborating on this. Everybody has to check out your town hall article. I just tweeted it. But you're absolutely right. That is fantastic. And when you hear that, you realize what a difference an election can make. And how is it that Joe and Kamala have virtually sat on their hands for this entire honeymoon period that they were given, for whatever reason they got there? I think dumb luck on both of their parts all the way, and I mean that in every sense of the term. What a chance right now Virginia has to be such a beacon in that whole entire region, which has fallen into a deep, dark leftist pit.
Yeah.
So this is one of the more exciting things to come down the way, really, since Trump.
Let me ask you about the real quickly. Let me ask you about the idea that these are private sector folks. Glenn Youngkin was a private sector guy. I think the DA had previous political experience, but certainly the lieutenant governor, who was well received at her inauguration, African-American, Jamaican immigrant woman, gun owner, and very much not the typical face of the Republican Party from years gone by. But how much does it matter that people that have been in the private sector and doing things on private sector terms apply that expertise in governmental experience now?
I think it's everything. I think Trump taught us that. It might mean that they don't know how to, you know, finagle and manipulate the political system. It might mean that they, you know, possibly try to treat government a little bit like a private entity, which it should be treated anyway. It's also going to mean that that perspective comes through and initiates things like competition, reduced regulation, and some of the things that these states who are dying because of regressive leftist politics are going to be revitalized. You watch what happens to homeownership. Watch what happens specifically to the minority population in Virginia with this kind of government. They will rise just like they did under Trump. And the media will go after them whole hog, just like they go after Florida, just like they go after Texas, some of the other conservative states, because they do not want success. The left does not want success, especially for blighted communities, because they depend on those blighted communities to stay down, stay angry, stay victimized, and keep voting Democrats. Yeah. You watch what happens. It's going to be fascinating.
Real quickly, you're on every night of the week at 7 o'clock on Real America's Voice. What's on Dr. Gina Primetime tonight?
Well, hopefully Kevin is on tonight because we love having a little KMC in our Monday.
I'm in.
And it's always an exciting show. The beginning of the week, I always try to give a lot of action items. I also have some of those on my Instagram right now. You can follow me at Real Dr. Gina. Lots of action items because we are gaining ground, creating a parallel infrastructure to compete with everything the Democrats are trying to tear down, destroy, and cancel today. And we'll be doing that on the show and on my social media's follow-up every single day.
All right. Sounds good. Dr. Gina, as always, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. And check her out, Dr. Gina Primetime, weeknights at 7 o'clock Eastern on Real America's Voice. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God's going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel. Finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And we are very excited at the return of one KT McFarland, who had up until just a few weeks ago been contributing on almost a weekly basis to the discussion about national security interests, national interests, and even things like her Thanksgiving Day turkey and other important topics as they pressed through the fall. But she has just returned upon a journey through, I think it was mostly Europe, and she now is able to report back to us some of her adventures there. KT, always a pleasure to have you with us. We did miss you while you were gone. And I am very curious because I always love to ask people this when Trump was in office, and I'm eager to see how people are responding to this question now. But as you traveled and as you spoke with people, and whether you knew them well or just met them for the first time, I'm just curious how America is being perceived under the Joe Biden administration.
You know, thank you for those kind words. But one of the things that really struck me was how people are just throwing up their hands all over Europe and say, what happened? You know, America has gone, how did it happen so fast? You know, we, even 6 months ago when I went for the first time back to Europe in the summer, right after the, you know, with their vaccine rollout and all that, I heard from a number of people from all over continental Europe, Brits, Italians, Dutch, hey, America, you know, you guys really do know, you have your act together. Look, you got that vaccine. Nobody figured you'd get a vaccine. You got it rolled out. You know, America's saving the world. And now the attitude is, what the heck? You know, you can't govern yourselves. You have a very unpopular president, and they're looking at the economic catastrophe in Europe and looking to say, well, you know, we could always count on America to lead. Now, to lead economically, to lead politically, to lead geopolitically, to lead in our alliances. And it's not just that America's missing in action. That's bad enough.
Right.
But it's this sort of growing sense that it's over, that America's days are done, that maybe we need to sort of cut our losses with our alliances with America. Maybe we need to go it alone. Maybe we need to improve our relationship with the Chinese to make sure that we don't have we don't get crosswise with Russia because of energy. I mean, one of the primary thing that I noticed, whether it was from cab drivers or, you know, business potentates, is the price of energy in Europe is doubled. Hmm. And we have inflation here, you know, grocery store inflation, but they have, and they have real supply chain shortages and real shortages of oil, natural gas, gasoline, diesel fuel, and they are really more and more dependent than ever before on Russia. And, you know, I take a step back from that and say, wait a minute, a year ago, where was the world? A year ago, you know, the United States was a strong and thriving economy. Unemployment was way down to historic levels. Economic growth, even with COVID, economic growth is very high. But we were energy independent. And oil, the price of oil was $40 a barrel. Price of gasoline was half of what it is today. And so fast forward, and I think because of Biden's policies, particularly over energy, the United States no longer energy independent, no longer an net exporter of energy. Gasoline prices have doubled. Oil prices have doubled. And what has that done? It's enriched our adversaries like Russia, like Iran, and it's enfeebled the United States.
Yeah.
So my concern is going forward, like they don't care what we're saying anymore. You know, 10, 20 years ago, the world was listening and taking its lead from America. Republican, Democrat, they didn't really care. It was whatever America says, we're going to follow. But now the sense is, Really? Well, I don't really care what the American president says because it doesn't really affect me.
So, and you said that that change was as recent as 6 months ago. So let me ask you, because I know that the media here was always very critical of Trump when he would travel abroad. And, of course, he sometimes shoved foreign leaders' noses in their own smell from time to time, particularly at that first visit of NATO. I'll never forget his opening remarks on that day when they're all standing out there and they're looking at each other like, what's he saying? But similarly, I always come back to the words of my good friend Dennis Prager, who would say, it's better for America to be feared, not feared like they're afraid we're going to attack them or they're, you know, terrified, but feared in kind of like the reverence one has for God, that it's better for America to be feared than to be liked internationally. Because when we seek to be liked and be one of the buddies and everything else, then we kind of lose the respect of the world community. And I'm just curious, it always seemed to me that Trump was not necessarily feared, but he was certainly met with a very sobering kind of understanding that here was a guy that was really going to be on America's team, and they were just going to have to deal with that. You and I see the diminished state of the president that we have right now. Do the people in Europe, the cab drivers, the people you interacted with, the meetings that you had, do they see that same diminished executive in our White House?
Yeah, but in a slightly different way. You know, when President Trump was president and his relationship with Europe was to say, okay, what are you guys doing? We've carried you for a long time economically, in the security sphere. You know, you're rich and prosperous. It's time for you to do your fair share. Now, the leaders of Europe didn't really like that, and the intellectuals of Europe, they didn't really like to hear that. But the average guy in the street understands that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody liked Donald Trump's tone. Nobody liked the insults. Nobody liked the constant Sturm und Drang. But there was a sense that America had to be listened to. Maybe he didn't like what he was saying, but you had to listen to it, and you had to figure out what your position was with regard to that. Now, it's just, they're kind of ignoring us. I mean, you know, not only feared, not like, no, nothing. We're not even on the radar screen. I mean, one thing that just sticks in my mind, and you talked about that first meeting that Donald Trump had with the European senior leaders, and he was sitting down, they were all standing around him, shrugged, and they, you know, arms crossed and all looking, scowling around, because he was telling him, do your fair share.
He
was telling him, come on, why aren't you, you know, why Germany, why are you refunding your taxpayers because you have a surplus of revenues, and yet at the same time, we who have a deficit, you're expecting us to pay for your security. I mean, the first phone call that Donald Trump had with Angela Merkel, the German chancellor at the time, she said, her first words out of her mouth, and I was in the White House Oval Office, so I was there and I heard it. She said, what are you going to do about Ukraine? He said, what are you going to do about Ukraine? Ukraine's on your border. What are you prepared to do?
Right, right.
Dead silence. And then I kept thinking, okay, so that's Donald Trump scolding those people. Fast forward to Joe Biden's first trip to Europe, and how was he received? Oh, the French President Macron was slapping him on the back. Everybody was, hey, Joe, it's great to have you back. Biden himself saying, America's back, America's back. And all I could think of, back? All these guys who are welcoming you back into the club, these are the leaders of former great powers. I'm not sure that's a club I want to be in.
Yeah.
I do not want to be a has-been leader. I want to be a leader of a nation that's on the rise.
Well, it's going to be interesting, KT. This year is going to be very interesting because we do have some vital elections coming up in November. And we're going to have to make sure that the priorities get articulated properly and that the voters understand the clear choices. But thanks for all that you do on a weekly basis, and good to have you back. And we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds like a plan.
If you miss any part of KT's discussion, please go get the podcast, The Briefing with KT McFarland, SoundCloud, iTunes, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, and the others. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
Every year I go in and see my doctor, she says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day for the patients that I have taking it. It's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thank you for being with us every single day and telling your friends. We know that more and more of you continue to tell your friends about us via podcast because those numbers just continue to climb. Friends, I can't say thank you enough. We are on an all-time record pace for 2022. We just finished in 2021, an all-time record year. We more than doubled the number of listens that we had in 2020. And we had in excess of 1 million new listens in 2021. And we are expecting to do more than double of 2021 in 2022. Just at the rate that you guys continue to listen, download, share, tell others about it. And I can't thank you enough for doing all of that. It makes a huge difference. And it's so I'm so glad to know personally that you find what we do helpful enough here that you do want to share it with other people. By the way, we've got a lot of new podcasts coming into the fold as well. We've got Jane Ann Benaira from our Wellness Day now doing a weekly wellness podcast that is called Keeping It Real. Check that out when you're there. But we've also got, as I made mention earlier, The Briefing with KT McFarland. We've got a bunch of stuff in there that you just won't find anywhere else. And thank you, thank you, thank you to each of you that have been part of that. Now, I know that a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court was front and center because of the arguments that were being made about the vaccine mandate there in the Supreme Court. And you may not have known this because if you just listened, you couldn't really tell. But the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor, was not in attendance that day. She was not in attendance in the Supreme Court during those arguments. And I don't know. I'm guessing that she hasn't been in attendance for some time in terms of the cases that they have been listening to. And she made an announcement today that she will be once again this week only attending the oral arguments that the court will hear via remote. She is going to use the Zoom. She is going to pipe in. She is going to ask her questions when she wants to, but she is going to be in the comfort of her own home as she was on the day that they argued. Now, I hope that that doesn't impact or impair her ability to have actual facts at her disposal, because she was the one that said that day, and you may remember this, that, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of children in the hospital due to COVID, and many of them are on ventilators. And she threw this big fit about how it's so important that and basically everything she said was wrong. So all of the data that she was using to make that argument was completely wrong. She was totally off, and no one bothered to correct her, which I felt kind of bad for her, actually, because she ended up looking kind of silly. But she made the announcement today that for the rest of this week, she will only attend the oral arguments as they are being made remotely. Now, why, you may be asking yourself, is she saying that? Well, this is from NPR, National Public Radio. Justice Sotomayor is boycotting in-person attendance at her job because Justice Gorsuch refuses to wear a mask while on the bench. But wait, if she attends remotely, he doesn't have to, does he? Why would he want to? That's okay, though. She heard the other 100,000 justices weren't either. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.